then when I was out there, I saw things from a different perspective, to see people were almost being exploited in some respect by tour operators, not, you know, who weren't delivering their promises. People were having a whinge or a moan out there during the days of Hajj. And it was almost like, you know, I'm sure this happened the year before and the year before that, but why is there anything being done about it? If a tour operator has promised X, Y, and Z and it's not being delivered, why are these people then going back home and then the issue's not being addressed? Nonetheless, I had a very positive experience of Hajj, and I'm sure many people did, but it was little things that could have made that extra special difference in their lives. Many people will go off recommendations or go with the tour operator within their locality that they're aware of. And for some reason or another, they seem to put away the thoughts of checking whether the tour operator is actually a bona fide company in the UK, registered with Companies House, has the necessary legal protection in case something should go wrong, such as ATL protection, or in fact whether it's Ministry of Hajj approved or not. And whilst majority of people actually, those that are supplying the tour packages, the Hajj packages and Umrah packages, are businesses that actually deliver, many do operate within the grey area of the industry. And this could pose a bit of a problem for pilgrims that are booking pilgrimages because they don't have the legal protection in place. Since 2006, when we were formed, we found, especially delivering our seminars and advisory clinics around the country, that pilgrims and those prospective pilgrims face an uphill struggle in terms of the cost of Hajj. Year on year, it's been increasing, which has also meant that certain tour operators seem to prop up at certain times of the year to profit from these pilgrims. And consequently, they don't deliver, or we face issues where they go bust or they can't, they scheme people out. We've had incidents of that. And for the pilgrim, for the consumer, there's nowhere for them to turn for help, or certainly that they're not aware of. Because when people are booking pilgrimages, it's almost like it is a religious duty, it's a religious act. And for that reason, they put their faith in God. Now, there's a famous saying, a prophetic saying, to the meaning, you know, trust in God, but tie your camel. And people almost forget the tying of the camel. And they won't do the necessary checks or due diligence, as they would say, for example, if they were booking a holiday to Sharm el-Sheikh or India or Pakistan, or for that matter.